Hi, it's Curtis, Melissa and Connor, and welcome to the What's Happening podcast.
Why not catch up with what's happening over a barista bar from Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra.
Barista bar, coffee as it should be.
So here we are, series 3, episode 16. We're getting towards the end of the series. It has flown in.
Yeah. It's flown in. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Don't know why I went down that road, but there we go. Guys, how you doing?
All good.
Good. Glad to hear it. We have got a great topic on this week's episode.
Yeah. Oh.
So we've all worked in retail.
Yes.
Most people have had a job in retail at some stage, mm-hmm. which means the majority of people have faced rude customers.
Yeah.
We've asked our listeners on Instagram this week to tell us the stories that they have of when they got back to a rude customer or just generally didn't help customers out. And we have got some great replies. So that is what we're doing today. We're talking about those rude customers and how we get back at them. I've got a quiz to do because Melissa cheated last week and won.
I did not.
Did your mum have anything to say about it?
Yeah, good question.
She just is quietly happy when I win.
Really, yeah.
She doesn't like to celebrate.
She's like sitting there with like a, you know, a house, like a football supporter, like a scarf above her head that says Melissa on it. It's like,
she probably does.
Connor has got this week's listener of the week.
I do indeed. Are we doing that now?
Yeah, let's do it now.
Okay, so this week's listener of the week is Claire Craig. Big ups, Claire.
Yes. Hiya, Claire.
Is that it?
Yeah, she just followed us on Instagram. That was it.
I mean, that's enough. That is more than
thank
enough.
Thank you, Claire.
We will take that. Thank you for following us. Right, let's get straight into the episode because I'm very excited about today's. Before we do any of that, though, we need to find out what has been happening this week. Who's had the bigger week out of you two, do you think?
Probably Connor.
Let's go, Connor.
Okay, so you'll be happy to know me. I watched the Friends reunion.
Reunion. Yeah. What did you think?
Like it was.
Did it make you cry?
No.
Did it nearly make you cry?
No.
Wow.
Like okay. it was good.
I thought you were a Friends fan.
I was shocked about the Rachel and Ross, like them. Well, is this a spoiler alert? Will I say spoiler alert and then we'll leave a couple of seconds?
Well, hang on. We're 2 weeks past it now. If you haven't seen it yet,
you're not a real
Friends
fan.
You're not a fan.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Rachel and Ross were like into each other in the first season, and like,
did you know this, Melissa?
I was shocked.
So no. Jennifer Aniston and what do you call the guy who plays Ross? David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
They were like properly into each other whenever they were recording the Ross and Rachel scenes.
Yeah.
But they were like, I think the way he described it was they were like passing ships in the night. So whenever he was in a relationship, she wasn't, and vice versa. So they could never actually get together.
It was
so
kind of like in the
is
show.
Is this why I'm seeing memes everywhere about, you know, people are still rooting for Jen and Brad, but I'm rooting for Jen and Ross.
Yeah.
So like of that like stuff that they had for each other, they channeled into their acting, which is why it's so good.
Mm. Oh, really?
Isn't that mad? That blew my mind.
I love the Joey memes that are going around.
Where he's like your Irish da. Have you seen them as well?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I'll show you those after.
It's Matt LeBlanc, and he's just like kind of like sitting there with a shirt on, and he's like resting his arms on his wee belly, his wee beer belly. Yeah. And it's like, why is he like an Irish star? And they're just like putting up all these like situations
that
you find
is
yourself
in. Is he back
in
the chair like this?
Yeah.
All Irish dads.
Yeah. Like sitting back, arms on the belly. Oh, it's brilliant. So it is. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good show.
Like it was good.
It was a nice way. I think a lot of people wanted an episode, and then whenever they asked the directors why it wasn't like an episode, they were like, because the show finished so well that we would have had to unravel all of that to create something, and why do that? So
the one of the things that surprised me was it was the first time that all six of them in 17 years had been in the same room. Why?
I know.
Why?
I know. And not only that, but like the things you don't think about. So Lisa Kudrow, who plays Phoebe.
She's like Pharrell. She has not aged.
She's also never watched Friends.
Yeah, I know.
Like she doesn't sit down and watch it. So
Lisa and I could be friends.
They were kind of, absolutely. Because she doesn't have a clue what's going on in it either.
Yeah.
There was stuff in it that just blew my mind. Because obviously they weren't as invested in it as we were watching it.
But
so,
is it not one of the things that they always say? They had no idea it was going to be so big.
I think at the start they had no idea it was going to be so big. Whenever they became the highest paid actors in America, I'm sure they had an idea that it was probably the big. Like I think at one stage in the last season they were getting £1 million an episode.
That is mental.
Yeah, £1 million an episode, which is crazy.
And they make so much money from royalties now from like Netflix.
Yeah.
Why did they ever work again? Like why does Jennifer Aniston still do movies?
A lot of them don't, to be fair. Like David Schwimmer's been in a couple of bits and bobs, and
I suppose it's hard to get away from those characters, you know.
Well, I mean, you look at Jennifer Aniston, you go, that's Rachel from Friends.
Yeah.
But she's the only one who's kind of done a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? The thing that got me was like, so the episode where they're throwing the ball, you know the episode?
Yeah.
Where like, you haven't watched it, but there's episode where they play this game where they're like throwing a ball to each other and it's not allowed to drop, like touch the floor.
Yeah.
And I love that game.
So they mentioned it to David Schwimmer and he was like,
hadn't a clue.
What was, I don't even remember that. And I was like, that's like one of the episodes. Yeah. Like,
oh my goodness.
It's crazy just how they weren't invested in the story and we were.
So yeah, finally watched that. And then on Saturday, this was fun. So
this was fun.
Liv had planned to go down to Dublin on Saturday because she wanted to go and pick up a pair of shoes that she had
ordered
from Brown Thomas. All planned out. She was like, we'll get up at 8, we'll leave the house, drive down, have a bit of lunch. Then you informed me that nowhere down south was open, which I was raging
about. It was open. I think things opened for outdoor dining, but not indoor, and therefore everywhere would have been booked up.
Yeah. So Saturday was all planned out. We needed to be back by 3 so then I could come in to the station to do my Saturday night show. Friday night, Liv came up to the studio in the house and she was like, I'm going to go out tonight with a few guys from work. And I was like, okay.
We're getting up at 8 though.
Yeah, I was like, remember though, we're going down to Dublin tomorrow for you and I'm driving down. So I came in, did the show on Friday night and then she'd messaged me. So once I'd finished, went and picked her up, blocked.
Oh no.
So got home and next morning, alarm went off. I was like, right, come on, get up. Trying to be all enthusiastic. She was having none of it.
Oh no.
So threw on some clothes and I gave her the option. I was like, do you want to go down here today? Like, do you need to go down today? Yeah. She's like, yeah, I need to go down today. I was like, right, okay. So we were about to leave and she was not feeling the best, little bit bogey.
Oh no.
So I'd said to her, I was like, bring a basin with you in case you're sick. Now, see when, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but see when you're sick, what's your go-to? Basin, bowl sort of thing?
I'm very, very, very rarely sick.
Okay.
So neither, like I don't, you know,
I try to get to the toilet. Yeah.
But if you can't, is it like a basin bowl beside the bed or?
Yeah, my mum used to do that when I was younger.
Okay.
Or a bucket.
It's usually a basin for me. One of my friends used a pot,
right?
Like a pot you would cook soup in.
So do you know what? Oh
my god! Are you joking?
It's not a pot that they cook in, but it's just a pot that they obviously used to cook in.
Oh, can you imagine?
What does Liv use?
A towel.
What?
Exactly.
What? She pokes into a towel.
Who is sick into a towel?
That's not right, mate.
That's not right. This is an ongoing thing. In the 9 years we've been together, any time that she's sick, I'm like, she's like, get me a towel. I'm like, what? Why?
So I wouldn't entertain that at all.
Oh my goodness.
So we were about to leave the walkout and she came down with a towel and a blanket and I was like, what's the towel for? And she's like, in case I'm sick. And I was like, right, think about this. We're going to be in a car together.
Yeah.
If you're sick beside me, what are you going to do with the towel?
Connor.
So I was like, bring a basin. So brought a basin and some bags. So drove down 2 hours to Dublin by myself. Couldn't play a podcast because Liv was either sleeping or boking in the seat beside me.
That is fun.
Ran in the Brown Thomas for 10 minutes so she could get the shoes and back up the road.
No, you didn't.
That was it. That was my Saturday.
What shoes were they?
Jimmy shoes.
Oh, what did they look like? Were they worth the drive?
I have no opinion. They were just heels.
Tell Liv to send me a picture on Instagram. She will.
So, that was my Saturday.
Wow.
4-hour round trip. And I'd said to Liv, I was like, we'll get some lunch when we come back into Belfast. Driving back into Belfast, we were like coming up to Lisburn. I was like, where do you want to go? Because I was excited. That was like my treat for driving the whole way down.
4 hours gone.
I'm not hungry. I don't want to eat. I was like, okay, great. Thanks. So yeah, that was my Saturday. Sunday, we went to Springsteen's, which I love Springsteen's on the Lisburn Road. And then on Monday, as you saw, last night, I made roast beef.
Oh my goodness. Amazing. Connor made a Michelin star roast beef.
No, I wouldn't go that far. It was good.
I wouldn't even know where to start. There was like thyme or something on that.
Rosemary. And then root veg. So carrots, parsnip, onions and parsnip. So it's like all roasted, the fudge, and then it's all cooked. So it's like soft, such your fudge with
it. Here's a question.
Yeah?
I don't know whether it was a mistake or whether it is a genuine question. Why did you say parsnip twice?
I wondered that too.
Did
Do
I?
You need more parsnip than...
you say carrots, parsnip, turnip and parsnip or
Sorry.
Something.
So just to clarify, you don't need more parsnip than you do everything else?
I thought you had to
it's
layer
not
them.
Not double parsnip? No, that was a genuine question.
No, so had that and it was really good. So the first couple of roast beef dinners that I've made, it's trying to get the timing right because you don't want it too pink in the middle. So you have to let it sit for like 15, 20 minutes for it to rest. So I think I've like got it bang on.
Apparently a roast dinner is like a real challenge to make, to have everything like not arrive, but
on
be
time.
Ready on time at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do a Christmas dinner for like, we're lucky in the apartment that me and Ashley were living in for a while. We've never been able to host like Christmas dinner because there's just not enough room.
Yeah.
But now we can totally do it. And like, it's been mentioned a few times and I'm kind of like, it's June and I'm stressing about it. Do you know what I mean? Because it's kind of like,
practicing.
No.
I've genuinely watched tutorials. I get so into the way people cook their roast potatoes because in my house, like if my dad heard this, he would be disgusted because he thinks
his wee pretties. Yeah,
he thinks he's an amazing chef, and he is. He cooks really well, but not like he wouldn't be into flavors or adding, you know, like goose fat. So I watch people cook roast potatoes on YouTube. I'm so boring, and I'm like, this is
a real
amazing
insight into Melissa Riddell's life here.
So this is what they do, right? This is what they do. This has never been done in my house. They get the potatoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put them in a saucepan and they shake it. They shake it really hard.
To rough them up
because the more edges that the potato has, the crispier they will go, because it's kind of science. Like, the more edges there are to get crispy rather than just being all round. Then they cover them in goose fat. Like, it's, oh my goodness, it's insane. And they put them in the oven and then they bring them back out and then they put them back in. And it's just, I always think I want to try that, but I never have.
Well, why don't you?
I don't like potatoes.
So on this topic, I seen something on TikTok the other day. And see when you go to a restaurant.
I like roast potatoes sometimes.
See when you go to a restaurant and it says triple cooked chips. Uh-huh. What do you think triple cooked chips are?
They've been cooked 3 times.
Okay.
So like surely they cook them.
I've never
Is it like 3 different ways?
Yeah. So,
right, so it's like they're bound to be roasted or something, like deep fat fried and then ovened or something?
Yeah, so apparently it takes like, so you parboil them.
Right.
Leave them for a day.
Whoa, that's...
So
what?
Apparently it takes 3 days to do this, right? Parboil them, leave them for a day, and then fry them, leave them for a day, and then fry them again.
You could literally set me down oven chips and I would...
There is
no
restaurant that's doing that.
No,
restaurants
not.
Say triple cooked chips. They're just chips that are cooked
I could barely be arsed, like, cooking normal pasta, which takes 15 minutes. If you think I'm going to start making chips 3 days before I have them, like, nah.
Mine would be off, and they'd be stinking out the house.
Yeah.
I've got a good recipe for roast potatoes, right? Mm-hmm. So you know what you do? You go to Tesco and you go to the Aunt Bessie's section.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you get a bag of Aunt Bessie's and you stick them in the oven.
Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah, they're great.
Aunt Bessie's is good gear. Do you ever see the massive Yorkshire puddings?
Yeah.
You put like a dinner in them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they're
massive.
Amazing.
People
huge.
Have those in England.
We've seen those at the Continental Market and I was going to get one.
Oh my God, why didn't you?
Because I didn't want to disgrace myself in front of everyone.
Oh, weird. You mean, sorry, I thought you meant you could take them home and cook them when you
No, no,
home.
No.
The Continental Market is full of everybody disgracing themselves anyway.
Yeah.
Like the rog ho- or the rog host, the hog roast.
Yeah.
It's like there's no like appealing way to eat that.
Yeah.
It's like eating a gigantic bap with meat falling out of it.
Yeah,
but it's incredible.
The bratwursts.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, they're great.
And the sauce always goes out like literally mustard and red ketchup all over your face.
Yeah,
because it snaps the sausage when you like bite into it.
Yeah,
it's great.
I really hope the Continental Market comes
so
back.
So do I. So good.
I'm so excited.
3 years ago, they brought in the toasties. Remember the cheese toasties?
Yes.
Scott went mad for those. Like, oh, they were incredible.
The last toastie I got from there, like we went a few times and it was nice, but the last one I got was like a bit heavy on the garlic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was like...
Humming?
Yeah, it was like rough garlic. Like, I love garlic,
Curtis,
but that was just
humming
too much.
After, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's one other thing that I have sort of learnt this week.
Oh.
And it's like educational.
Oh,
let's hear it.
And I don't know, like, it might be something that will help the listeners if they're like sort of in university or whatever. So
says Connor, who never went to university. Did you go to
No, man. My whole thing was like I was too smart for university. I had no interest in it.
You were a hustler.
That's such you were a like. Hustler. How do you carry that? Like, how's your back? That's such a weight to carry.
I had just no interest in it. Like, I got in the sixth year, and then my thing was, well, why will I waste 2 years if I have no interest in going to uni?
Yeah, you both went.
Well, you did your full course. I went to uni for a year and realized, what am I doing here? So I spent half a year studying in uni, and then the second half of the year was just arsing around because I'd been given a student loan and I had money to burn.
My degree was arsing around. Like I went.
Well,
to
you
university.
Did a drama degree. They're not real.
We played games. But here, I did longer hours than
I was joking. But
no, I know, but I genuinely did. We didn't get the reading weeks off because we had rehearsals, and I was in 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the reading weeks. Then Halloween holidays, we didn't get off because we had our final show performance coming up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I didn't mind because I loved doing it. Like, it was literally like going to university to play games. Like, you were acting. You were in the theater every day. Whereas I couldn't have went and done 10 to 10 in a lecture room. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We had lectures like twice a week. And a lot of people didn't even go to those. I missed one lecture my whole 3 years.
Really?
One. Yeah.
Wow.
So before I talk about what I'm going to talk about, have we spoke about nativity plays in this podcast before?
I don't think so, no.
I played Mary, obviously.
Of course.
Who did you play?
I think I got like one of the sheep or something.
I played a rock. A bull. I played a boulder.
Oh my god.
That was 100% the teacher going, we better give him a part. Like, we'll make him a brick. So,
did you have a word?
No, I just
sat. So you
there.
Were the boulder that they were you the boulder that they rolled away from the tomb? Oh no, that's Easter. That's not the nativity play. No,
so, that is the best thing I've ever heard. I was a rock.
I just sat there and then...
You weren't a rock, you were the rock.
Yeah, and then... So there was like people playing trees and stuff.
Yeah. They do just like, have to make you anything, don't they?
Halfway like through the play, I just like crawled across the stage. So yeah.
Do you know what?
Connor, it's your part. Connor, move.
See, my whole life, I thought I got the short end of the stick by being made a sheep. And Connor's just went and turned my whole perspective and life around. I'm quite thankful to be a sheep now. Because like, there's people out there who were playing boulders.
Wild. You must have had such a big school because everybody else in... I mean, I was in a tiny school. Yeah. But everybody else was
got
just,
a main part?
Well, no, everybody was just a shepherd. Like, there was an abundance of shepherds because you couldn't have had too many.
The and 30 all, wise men.
They all just had a tea towel on their head and that was it.
Yeah.
Like, I loved that.
So, yeah, the thing that I was going to talk about was... it might be a bit of a personal question. Do you guys have credit cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you why I have one. I don't know what the password is for it. But when I went to do like the West Coast of America, I obviously had to hire a car. Mm-hmm. And you can't hire a car with a debit card.
Everything in America is credit. Everything.
I had to take out a credit card to hire the car, right? So we took it out for that one purpose and one purpose only and have never used it since. I have no idea actually where it is or what the code is.
Yeah, so I mean,
I should start using it.
I found this quite interesting. I've been using my credit card like a lot more over the last wee while. So if you're like booking a holiday or something, especially over the pandemic, if you book something and it's cancelled, it's the credit company give you the money
they
back
can get
straight
that
away.
Back, yeah.
Oh, wow.
If it's like on a debit card, it can take like 2 or 3 months.
Didn't know that.
So I seen this video on TikTok, obviously, of a guy talking about he's only using a credit card because he thinks it's as though he's using someone else's money and protecting his own. So if your credit card gets stolen and they spend money on it, it's not your problem. It's the credit.
Really?
Yeah, because they need to get it back. So, but if someone steals your credit, your debit card, sorry.
That's your money.
It's your money.
That's so interesting.
And it takes like 2 or 3 months to get back. So he was saying like, if you use your debit card for everything, your credit score doesn't increase at all. If you use your debit card, that doesn't happen. If you use your credit card, your thing goes up, your credit score. And he was saying that
how do you pay it back?
You just literally, it's like online banking. Yeah. You can just like, so what you're talking about is what I do. Like if I want to buy a pair of shoes, I'll stick them in the credit card and then immediately pay it back.
Only buy something, like if you can buy it with a debit card, do it.
Right, but I'm gonna start
as long as you have the money there.
It's important to get your credit rating up, I know, but I absolutely hate owing money and the thought of like forgetting doing something bad.
But like, do it instantly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just literally, so I will buy something and then...
Are you not supposed to wait a couple of days, though, to prove that you can take money and then pay it back?
Not really, no. As long as you're seen to be using the card and then you pay it back, like, as long as it's paid back.
Okay, I'm going to start using it.
Yeah.
Once I find it.
Yeah, because my credit score is quite high. Mm. Like, and I'm not, like, by any means rich or anything.
How do you know what your credit score is?
You can sign up to something like Experian or something like that.
Clear score,
and they just tell you what your score is. But not only that, they tell you ways to make it better as well.
What's a bad score and what's a good score?
I think it's based out of, I think Clear Score 720
isn't
or something.
Yeah.
720?
Yeah.
So Experian's like 999
or something.
It's all
done on points. So it gives you like different brackets. Like so.
Is it lower or worse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it'll tell you ways to increase it. To increase it and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, he was saying that he had three sons that were going to college in the States, and he gave them each a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
It was in their name, but he was the guarantee for the credit card. So he was paying for the credit card, but everything was in the sons' names. And he had said to them that he will dictate on how much they can spend every month. So there was a limit on the credit card. But they were spending it. He was then paying it off. And then by the time they got out of university, college,
they had a massive credit
because it was all for them.
So it was in their name. So it was their credit scores that they were
building.
He was paying it off. Yeah. That's such an amazing idea. Yeah.
Well, I mean, rich dad.
Mm.
But the thing is, like, credit is one of those things that is so, so hard to understand because whenever I worked in a phone shop, everything was based on credit.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to take out a contract, it would be like, your sort of credit score is what would dictate whether you were a risk or not for them to give you a phone that was worth like £1,000 or whatever. But I remember one day there was a guy who came in and he just like went and like leased the top of the range BMW or something. And then he came in to get a phone and his credit declined.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, my credit score is as high as it can be. Why have I declined? And it's like, because you've just bought this new car on credit and the company now thinks you've taken too much credit and you're a risk. So so it's one of those things, you could have the best credit score ever, but it still might not do you any favours.
And the higher credit score you have, like the less APR that you'll be charged as well, the lower...
You'll get access to better credit cards as well. So you will, if you have a higher credit score, then you'll get access to like the top end credit cards where you'll have like a bigger credit amount but also less to pay back and stuff. So
I'm glad we're speaking about this. It feels as though Melissa's learning.
Yeah. This is sometimes what this podcast should be. Like it's stuff that we could do with learning as well,
So yeah guys, that was my week. Who is up next? Melissa
Curtis.
Let's hear it.
To be honest, right? If you remember last week, I was leaving to go and get my vaccination and...
Vaccination.
Halfway vaccinated. Woo!
Woo!
I don't think people have talked enough about how awful you feel after it. I don't want to dwell on it too much, but I nearly died. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ever the dramatic.
That's the drama degree kicking in there, isn't it?
I still think I'm in a bit of a hot sweat.
Mm.
I mean, people say the after effects last a week, so maybe
it
has been very warm this week. So I can't tell if it's the vaccine or it's just very warm.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been clammy all week.
You had cold sweats and stuff in the night?
Yeah, shivering, hot. But that's AstraZeneca. Curtis got Pfizer. He was fine.
Yeah, that was great.
So that totally knocked me out all of Wednesday. I didn't get out of bed until 3 p.m.
Do you know how I knew you were sick? Right. And this is how I knew Melissa was sick and lying in bed doing nothing, because I put something into the group chat and got an instant reply. And I was like, she is not up and about doing stuff because she has replied instantly.
Yeah.
I knew you were unwell at that stage.
Honestly, I had been up all night, not a wink of sleep. And I felt so sorry for Scott because he gets up at 5 to go to work. He leaves at 5:30 and he didn't have any sleep. And I was like, I can't believe he's leaving. That's so sad. But also I can't believe he's had no sleep. I feel so bad. But he went and I still was awake. Saw 7, saw 8, text my mom, text my family because I knew they'd all be up. My brother was like, well, isn't it a good job you didn't get actual COVID? Absolutely no sympathy there.
Got a point.
Which is true, because I think I had quite a bad reaction. And I think some people have just felt unwell. I was physically unwell. Like, I was sick.
I mean, yours is definitely one of the worst reactions that I've heard.
But look, I'm halfway vaccinated. And the next one, I'll have no reaction to at all. So I'm excited about that. And it's over with. I don't think it should deter anybody from getting the vaccine. Because it's 24 hours, really. Like, people say you feel a little bit unwell the rest of the week. I wouldn't say I felt unwell the rest of the week. I am still very hot and sweaty, but I actually think that could be the temperature outside, not actually the vaccine. I don't know what one it is, but anyway, that really did knock me for six for the first day. And then, to be honest, I was kind of just playing catch up with work and stuff after that. I got my nails done again. Did I do that last week or this week?
Have you had them done since last week?
No.
Okay.
Well, then,
because we talked about how one of them is green. Or could have went green and you could just paint the rest of the week. So that was definitely last week's,
Oh, really? Sorry, take that bit out then.
No, it's grand. Leave it in. It's grand. We'll not worry about it.
And to be honest, I didn't really do a lot the rest of the week. But then at the weekend, the party started. My sister and I went for brunch in a new spot on the Belmont Road, Morning Martha. So cute. Do you know they serve cocktails like all day?
Really?
You can have, like, instead of having a coffee with your brunch, you can have an espresso martini.
Really?
There were these two girls sitting beside us. Only I was driving, I totally would have got one. Mm-hmm. And I could have walked, which I'm so annoyed about, but I didn't actually register that, you know, I could have got an espresso martini with brunch. So I obviously got an iced coffee. But I had their acai bowl, obviously, because I'm acai bowl obsessed. So good. My sister got, I didn't register on the menu what this was. I don't like French toast. Mm-hmm. I think it would be nice if it was done well, but the two times I've ordered it in the past, it's been so soggy and I feel like it should be crunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should it be?
I don't think it's ever going to be as crunchy as you want it to be, because it literally is. Because
it's eggy bread. Yeah. But my sister ordered, it was called banana bread French toast, right? I didn't register in my head. I just thought that's French toast with banana. No, it was not. Do you know what that was?
What?
Sliced up banana bread made into French toast.
I would have assumed that's...
Instead of bread, it was banana bread. It was sensational. Like, genuinely, probably one of the nice... I obviously tasted it. One of the nicest breakfasts I've ever tasted. So I would really highly recommend there. It's lovely. And then the next day, we ended up at Galgorm Spa.
Woo!
It was totally unplanned. Curtis and I were doing the breakfast show and he was asking what we were getting up to today.
And the answer was nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Like, gone home to have a nap. And ended up at the spa. My friend and her boyfriend, they're members there. So they were like, do you want to come to the spa with us? They were actually in Belfast. They were getting, they were going to go out for dinner. And then they were like, do you want to go to the spa? And we were like, yeah. And we were like, try and book dinner for Fratelli's, because it's my favourite. I love Fratelli's.
That's the Italian one, isn't it? Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, so nice. They've got one in Belfast as well, which is unreal. So we got dinner booked for 9:30. So we went to the spa at 6:30 and had 3 hours in the jacuzzis and everything.
Incredible.
And then obviously our dinner. It was such a lovely way to wrap up the weekend. Honestly, so relaxing. And that was my first time seeing the extension at Galgorm. Oh my word. It's incredible. Like, they know what they're doing. They honestly do. There's these two huge, like, really massive jacuzzis by this, like, little, massive looking greenhouse. And it's I think, is it called the Orchard or something? I don't know what it's called. But they serve cocktails in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if you've been to the Galgorm, they've got the orangery in the middle and it's so nice. You can have a wee coffee in there. But down this way, there's like this big, it was like being in Ibiza.
Oh, really?
There were all these hen parties there and they were all like having cocktails and having a ball. I suppose for them it was like being on their holiday. Like, it was such a lovely evening.
Yeah.
And then they've, on the other end, they've got this new pool that, is it a pool? It's like a hot pool. It's kind of like a jacuzzi but massive. And it overlooks the river.
Ooh,
it's gorgeous. Lovely. So yeah, that was lovely, and that was how I wrapped up the weekend. And now it's Tuesday.
It was so weird whenever I saw that on your Instagram, because obviously we'd had that conversation on the breakfast show. It was like, what are you doing today? Oh, nothing. What are we? Not much. And then whenever that came up, you were at the Galgorm, and I was like, well, Melissa's idea of doing nothing and my idea are two very different. I'm sitting on the sofa like a slob, half asleep. I was like, yep,
No.
That's really doing nothing.
I really was doing nothing. Actually, what I wanted to do, and we didn't end up doing, because obviously I picked the Galgorm, we were going to go see Cruella. I really want to go see it
apparently in the cinema.
Yeah, apparently it's amazing.
Yeah.
And obviously you can pay to watch it on Disney Plus, but I'd rather pay to watch it in a cinema because I love the cinema. Yeah. I love shoveling popcorn into my mouth, drinking the massive drink, nearly peeing myself so I'm having to run out mid-movie. Like, I just love all of that. And I haven't been to the cinema since it reopened.
Yeah.
So that's what we were going to do. But, you know, you can go to see, you can go to the movies anytime, but you don't always get to go to the Galgorm, especially when it's so booked up at the minute.
Yeah.
So pick that instead. And yeah.
None of those are the biggest thing that happened in your week, though.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
What? No, right. No, it's not what you think it is. It's not what you think it is. However, do you want to talk about that?
So, I'm going to blame this on the vaccine.
Okay.
Okay? And we knew it was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen at one point. And I feel like I've told you on the podcast, right? So, before I moved out, my mom had to wake me for the breakfast show at 4 a.m.
Oh,
because
dear.
She had to get up every morning.
You know where this is going.
I sleep through my alarm. In my sleep, I turn my alarm off. And Scott got me this Apple Watch, and it's genuinely the best thing he got me because it vibrates my wrist.
Yeah.
And like wakes me up, so I have the alarm going and I have my wrist shaking.
Uh-huh.
But
wait there 1 second. One question. How long were you doing the show by yourself?
Not that long.
Okay. Not as long as you would think.
Honestly,
I was very surprised.
Literally, I'm the luckiest person ever. So I 100%, like I must have turned my alarm off. I'm certain I set it.
Uh-huh.
Set it for 5. I get up at 5, okay? Scott says I didn't because he would have heard it.
Yeah.
But I might have just turned it off immediately. I don't know. He gets up at 6 uh-huh. on a Saturday because he goes and PTs.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, really?
So I woke up to his alarm and I looked at my phone and I was like, 10 past 6! 10 past 6! I was meant to be on air 10 minutes ago! Oh my God! And honestly, I was there within like 18 minutes. I was there by 6:30.
Yeah. Wasn't 6:30, it was 27. But no, it was funny because like I texted you and was like, what time are you going to be here at? And you're like, mate, I'm nearly there.
Yeah.
Which was...
He thought I was still getting ready at home.
I thought you were going to... you're a girl. I thought you were going to be doing makeup and stuff.
Are you joking? No.
I thought you were going to rock it at
I brushed my teeth and didn't brush my hair. Like that was...
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I need to brush this.
I know. And we were going to start this new feature on the show this week, which would have involved a video on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And that was just
was
out
like,
the window.
No.
We're not doing that.
Absolutely not. But yeah.
I should have texted you to say.
I didn't even have a text from him saying, where are you? It was 6:10. The show had started 10 minutes ago and he hadn't said, where are you?
So for breakfast, for you to get up at 5:00, do you only set one alarm? Do you not do like 5 and then 5:05?
I usually set 5 alarms, right?
Okay.
So I blamed my sister. But I also think it might have been the vaccine because it does wreck you, mm-hmm. like exhausted. But so I go to bed. Well, I try to go to bed at 10. But I end up going to bed at 11, right? My sister went on a night out.
Right.
With her friends. And she told me she would be at my house no later than 11, but probably 10.
Mm-hmm.
At 12 o'clock, I text her and I said, where are you? Have a bit of respect.
Yeah.
I'm getting up at 5.
Have some respect.
That's what the message said. And she was like, I'm so sorry, I'll order an Uber now. So she didn't get to my house till 12:30.
Oh, okay.
So I was so wrecked by the time that she got in. I think I just set one alarm, but may not have set any.
Mm.
Got into bed. And thank goodness Scott gets up on a Saturday morning. I'm certain I would have slept through to like 2 p.m.
In my defense, I was giving you till 6:15 in the morning to then go, right, where the hell are you? But you got up at 6:10, so that was fine. It was grand.
I was like, there's no message from Curtis. Have the clocks went forward or something?
Were you not worried in case I'd slept in when there was no message? Can you imagine?
There was thought for like a millisecond, but
and then you were like, no, Curtis is a professional and he's obviously there. Yeah.
Honestly, Scott was like, I'm gonna set my alarm for you from now on. Which we did say from the start, like my mom had to set her alarm for me. I can't be trusted.
Yeah.
It's a real problem. I need to do something about it. Maybe I should get hypnotized.
That's not what I was gonna say is being the highlight of your week, because you've gone from that to being the first person here for the podcast.
First person here. changed woman. Mm-hmm. Let everybody else in. Not really. Let Connor in.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it whenever Melissa was like, I'm the first one here. What's going on? It's like, by like season 3, episode 16.
By a solid 3 minutes, like, honestly.
Oh, easy, yeah. Yeah.
So, can we just say that again? I was early. I was the first person here. Connor and Curtis were both late. I was early. I was the first person here. Connor and Curtis were both late. Melissa was early.
Yeah.
She was the first person here.
Well, I had a reason for being late.
No, I know. So I just had to repeat it 3 times so everybody actually got it into
just
their heads.
A minute that could have been saved of the podcast. Yeah. I was wondering how long that was going to go on for. Like, we're already sitting over half an hour.
Connor was getting us. Connor was getting us Starbucks. Thank you very much, Connor. That was
great. Yes, thank you. Hey, you're listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar. Great tasting coffee on the go at Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra. Barista Bar, coffee as it should be. My week hasn't been too exciting, so we'll not go too much into it. I have just been doing a load of gardening because we might be having a new little addition to the house soon.
Yes,
I know.
So I don't want to speak too much about it, but a second dog is potential in our household.
Oh.
But I don't want to scut it, so I don't want to say too much. But it means we've had to do some work around the garden because this new dog is quite a jumper. So we've had to install a 6-foot fence, which has been happening. We've also been digging up the garden and
is
stuff
that
like that.
When they came on Sunday, did they?
They actually didn't come out on Sunday because the dog rehoming centres are meant to be doing
house visits.
Like house visits, but they can't at the minute because of COVID. So I was kind of like, how's this going to work? It was just a video call.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was just like me on the video to this woman
showing
I've never
them
met
around.
Showing her around my house. It was, and we've obviously just moved in like not so long ago, so the house isn't sitting as pretty as it should be. And it's just like, yeah, just don't mind that. That's just a pile of boxes. Like, don't worry about that.
So
that's been happening. And then the reason I was late today is because loads of bags filled with garden rubbish and all. I had to take them to the dump this morning. I had to take them to the dump.
Which isn't what I thought Curtis said when he sat down and told us why he was late.
Why are you late today, Curtis?
I thought
I had to go to the dump. I had to go for a dump.
That's what I thought you said. I was like, that's too much.
Like, we did not need to know that. I had to go to the. But here's the thing that happened, right? So earlier over the weekend, I decided I need to be more like Connor, right? And I need to keep the inside of my car clean.
Yeah.
So I get in there with a Hoover and, you know, like in with the dusters and everything like that, right? And today on my route to the dump, one of the flipping bags split open. And there's like grass and compost and mud and everything just like over the back of my car. So I'm never going to do that again. I'm just never going to clean it out. I'm going to let like plants grow in the back and all.
Scott cleans out my car for me, but he hasn't really done it recently, so.
Hint, hint.
Yeah.
Do you want me to put this on this week's promo and then hopefully he hears it on cool? And then he might be like, I must clean her car. Like subliminal messaging.
He will clean it.
Because you'll tell him to.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Did he clean the pot?
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to ask this.
Or the pan. What was it? Did we mention this on the podcast?
No, we never mentioned it.
So Melissa cooked him dinner.
Yeah.
I cooked my boyfriend dinner. And I have to say, I do nothing but praise my boyfriend on this podcast. Like, could I love him anymore? Probably not.
Time to tear him a new one.
Yeah.
But one evening, I cook him dinner every evening. Most evenings. Sorry, he would cook the odd time. But that it's because obviously he works later than I do and I'm at home and I cook dinner.
Yeah.
I cooked him dinner. Mm-hmm, I did. And we weren't going to we eat together most nights. We weren't going to be able to eat together that night because he was coming home extra late and I obviously have to leave for work in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So I left the dinner. I left his little drink. I left the table set for him coming in to have his dinner, and I left the dinner warming on the stove, and all perfect for him. Enjoy, my darling. Love you. Right? Came home after work at 1 a.m. The pan, the only dish he had to do, was sitting on the cooker. I was furious.
That boy has a death wish.
Yeah. I was furious.
Actual death wish.
I was not pleased. Wasn't.
But did he wash it?
I can't remember if he did wash it. I think I put it in the dishwasher. I've started putting my pans in the dishwasher. Is that bad?
I don't think so, no.
I always heard that you shouldn't do that. But so since moving to Belfast, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast. I've definitely mentioned it to you two because it baffles me.
Mm-hmm.
The water must be so hard.
Yeah.
I can't, like, I have bought stainless steel cleaner. I clean my sink every single day. A drop of water splashes on it and it looks dirty again.
Mm.
The water is so hard. So when I clean pans and stuff, they don't shine. But when I put them in the dishwasher, they are sparkling.
Gleaming.
Like, gleaming. So it makes me happy. So I think I moved it from the oven, the cooker, to the sink.
Okay.
And I just left it there and I thought that better be clean when I get back. And then when I got back, he just ran water over it. But he hadn't cleaned it, so I think I put it in the dishwasher. But we didn't have an argument about it because it was only a pan.
Before we get into this week's quiz, we've spoke about this before in the podcast. You think Melissa will end up wearing this?
Oh, the Crockies.
That is minging.
It will happen.
Look, the croc is the only trend that I know I won't jump
until
on.
Until Kylie Jenner walks out wearing a pair and I'll be like, I have to get some.
No, there are so many beautiful influencers who are wearing them and I think they wear them well and I think they look so good in them, but I know that they're not for me.
Mm-hmm.
They are comfy though because like I say, Scott has a pair and I have worn them around the house. They are comfortable, but for me, I won't jump on that trend, don't worry.
Okay. Ugh. Quiz.
Let's do it. Winner stays on. Just dawned on me that I yawned there. I didn't mean to, sorry about that. Right, quiz. I am on quiz this week. This is a quiz that I made about 5 minutes before we started the podcast, so do appreciate the fact that it has been thrown together. For the first time this series, Connor versus Melissa, I think. Is that right? Or, well, for this half of the series anyway?
No idea.
I don't know.
Because I think so far I've won them all in the...
I think I have.
I genuinely think I have. In this half of the series anyway.
Okay.
So it's for the first time it's you two guys. I think I could be completely wrong. That could be an actual lie, but anyway. Right, so 7 questions. Okay, a couple of closest twos and just general knowledge because they seem to be the trend at the minute.
And the easiest
and I didn't have much time, yeah, because you literally go on the Google and type in quiz. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
So the first one is a closest two.
Uh-huh.
How many times does the average person laugh per day?
Melissa.
Okay.
40.
40. Connor, what are you going with?
I'm going to go 25.
25. Connor gets the point because it is 13.
Ooh.
Oh, that's so sad. We've laughed about 15 times in this podcast alone.
We're above average, though.
Yeah.
In every way.
Yeah.
Right, so 1 point to Connor.
15, question 13 two. Times.
Yeah.
13. On average, 13 times a day.
That's sad.
That could be like a proper laugh.
But then the thing is, if you spend your day alone, especially working from home, what are you laughing at?
Well, that is true.
Do you know?
That is true.
You've got nobody to laugh with.
This podcast, you should be listening to this and laughing with us.
No.
Anyway, question two. What American city is Billie Eilish
Connor.
From?
Melissa.
I'm going to give Connor 5 seconds. Five.
Indianapolis.
Four. No. Melissa.
Tennessee.
No.
Melissa. Chicago.
No.
Connor. Indiana.
No.
Melissa. Oh, I really thought it was Chicago. Melissa.
Big ass city.
New York.
No.
Melissa.
Connor. California.
San Francisco.
Close.
Melissa. San Francisco.
No.
Melissa.
California's a state.
Oh,
Melissa.
Yeah.
Santa Monica.
No.
San Diego.
Connor.
No.
L.A.
L.A.
Yay.
Well done.
I literally mentioned all the places in L.A.
Bar L.A., yeah, I know.
Damn it.
So that's two to Connor. Wow. Mm-hmm. Can Melissa pull it back, right? Right, this is a bit of a... Okay, I'll not send him, but I'll just give you the question. Right, question three. There's a beach in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
It's called 90 Mile Beach.
Connor.
How long is it?
How many miles long is 90 Mile Beach? It's the closest two, okay?
I think I've seen this, and I'm nearly sure it said 5 miles.
Okay, do you want to go 5 miles? This is going to be a closest to.
Do you think the 90 miles is in reference to the wind speed?
Could be. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just picked
the
question off the website.
I'll go 5 miles.
I'll go 5 miles. Melissa, 90 Mile Beach, is it more than or less than 5 miles? What do you think?
I could have said 6 miles.
You want to say 6 miles?
Of course. Yeah.
It is 55 miles
long. Yeah!
Which gives Melissa the point. Well done.
I was halfway there.
Okay. Music question next.
Okay.
What American band were originally called Cara's Flowers? Melissa.
The Beatles.
No.
They're not
American. Yeah.
Not American.
Cara's Flowers?
Cara's Flowers. K-A-R-A-S.
Flowers.
Cara's Flowers.
Melissa.
Right. American band. Still going today. It's been going for a long time.
Gym Class Heroes.
Are they still a thing?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We were listening to them in the car yesterday. That's why they're in my head.
Cookie jar is a jam.
It's up the cookie jar.
Connor.
Paramore?
Nope.
Melissa.
Their music kind of goes across a lot of different genres, but also staying very poppy.
Melissa.
I
actually don't know any American band.
Massive American band.
Melissa,
who have been
Pussycat Dolls.
No. all guys.
Connor. Oh, no, they're not. I was going to say the Vamps, but they're not American.
Five Sauce.
No, they're Australian.
Right. Yeah. Melissa. I don't know.
Can we have a clue? Or will the clue give it away?
The clue might give it away, but I feel like I'm probably going to need to help you out with that.
Okay.
Okay, so there is a colour in the name.
Melissa!
I have no idea.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I have no idea.
Don't say anything more.
Shh, okay.
I think.
A colour in the name?
A colour in the name.
Blue.
A colour and a number.
Mambo.
Oh, no, I was going to say Blink 182.
No.
Melissa, Red 55.
What?
You're not far off it.
A colour and a number?
Yeah.
Pink 73.
No. You're just making up stuff now.
And they're pop?
So hang on, Red 55?
Right.
Right, okay. So this colour could be considered a shade of red.
Colour
55!
I said my name.
I think Connor gets the point because he said his name.
Yes!
So I would like to call up podcast 2 episodes ago when Curtis shouted out the type of whale without shouting his name and got the point.
Connor, I am literally never going to hear the end of that. Can I give her the point?
Give her the point.
Thank you so much.
You don't know how much heartache you've just saved me. Like,
I know, man.
I'm sorry about that.
If you would like to replay the podcast, we could.
It's okay.
That was difficult.
Could we not do that? That's a lot of work. Could we not do that?
Beautiful mistake.
For the sake of what this quiz is, like, I don't know we need to go into that detail. Right, okay. So it's 2 each. Connor, thank you for working with us there.
Thanks
I really
for
appreciate
with
that.
Me,
you have saved me a lot of time and hassle.
See, if you win, I will be raging.
Right, question. What's this going to be? Question 5?
5, yeah.
So it's 2 each, question 5. What year? This is the closest to.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we've had this question before on one of your quizzes, but we'll do it anyway. What year was Netflix founded?
I made the mistake of going first. Connor. I am going to go... I'm going to go 2009.
Okay, Netflix was founded in 2009.
This is the thing. I think it's older than what we actually think it is, but then with your reaction, I think it's the wrong answer.
No, like... So let's go back and remember how Netflix started. They used to post out DVDs. You remember that before it became a streaming platform?
Okay, so can I change my answer?
What?
Is my answer locked in?
What do you think? Well,
you can change your answer.
Okay. Since he gave you that point.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2004.
2004 you're going with, Melissa? Earlier or later than 2004?
Okay, so what year are we in now? Is Netflix older than 20 years old? Oh. I don't know. I'm going to say... 2005.
Okay. You're saying 2005?
Yeah. I think she's got it.
Connor gets the point.
Yes.
Because it was 1997.
What?
Whoa. Yeah, 1997.
Really?
I think they started posting out videos before it was DVDs, but solely in America.
No way.
Yeah. So there we go. Do you remember the way Netflix used to work?
No.
So like you would like go
online. I don't even have a Netflix account still.
Do you not? You would go online and like pick a DVD and they would post it out to your house.
You would
watch it and then send it back to them.
So they knocked off extra vision is what you're saying.
Yeah. And there was none of this because it was all DVD, so it was nice rewind the video before you send it back.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so there we go. That's how Netflix started. Right, Connor leads 3-2. So if he gets this point, he wins, Melissa, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, a nature question.
Oh, God.
Okay, what animal has the longest lifespan? I'll say species of animal, okay?
Connor. Blue whale.
Nope. Melissa?
Horse.
Connor. Elephant?
How many horses do you see living to like 100 years old?
Like,
it's
actually.
Not an elephant either.
Snake?
No.
Melissa? Giraffe?
No.
Connor? Hippo?
No. So these things can regularly live certain species of
Connor.
Them.
Connor!
Turtle!
Connor?
It's not a turtle.
Oh, I was going to say
Connor?
Turtle.
Melissa?
I was going to say
frog.
Turtle.
Not a turtle. Not
amphibian.
A frog.
Is
amphibian.
It on
lizard.
Land or water?
It's a lizard. Big.
Connor, tortoise?
Tortoise!
Yes.
Well done. Wow.
Take that out.
No.
We'll bleep it out.
We are not. You showed your true colours there.
We'll let your mum see how you react to losing a quiz.
That's getting bleeped out, Melissa. Yeah. I'm sorry. But it's
no,
staying
people
in.
People might know what I say.
No, they won't.
No,
if it's bleeped out.
We're leaving it up to the imagination.
I know, but then they might think I said something worse.
It's your fault for saying that. It's your fault for that being
What's
your
the
reaction.
What's the difference in a turtle and a tortoise?
They're two different animals.
Well, first of all, they're not animals.
They're not animals. A turtle and a tortoise isn't animals.
Are they not like amphibians?
No, you're asking the wrong person. I have no idea.
Right, hang on. What's the difference between a turtle and a tortoise?
Yeah, what is the difference?
That's what I'm Googling. Hang on.
Duckbill platypus. That was my favourite animal in school.
I'm going to say something really stupid here, so don't judge me.
Right.
I only learned, now I'm 27.
Yep.
I only learned recently, I say recently in like the last 2 or 3 years, that I thought cows was like male and female. I didn't know that all cows are female.
Yeah, and then bulls are the male, yeah. Male cows.
Here, look, my daddy's a farmer and I only learned that a few years ago as well.
Yeah. Did you have you got any other stupid stuff like that you thought? I used to think a pony was a baby horse.
No, I always thought that.
Did you?
Really? Always.
I used to think a pony was a baby horse. 100%.
That's very cute.
Oh, it's a fool.
Yeah. We're driving along the road. There was this pony and I was like, look at that baby horse. And Ashley was like, no, it's a pony. And I was like, yeah,
a baby horse.
And she's like, that's not what that is. Like that.
No, I wouldn't have corrected you.
Would you not?
No, I would have just...
Right, here's a bit of education for you, okay? So mm-hmm. turtles can be aquatic or semi-aquatic, mm-hmm. Whereas tortoises live on land, are not equipped for water.
Right.
And that's why they're two different animals.
Got it. Turtle isn't Finding Nemo.
Is it? Oh, they're the ones that are like the cool Jamaican kind of, yeah, they're cool, yeah.
Totally, dude.
Rad.
Have you seen the Finding Nemo theory going about in TikTok?
No.
Now this might blow your mind.
I don't know if I'm ready for my mind to be blown by a TikTok theory about Finding Nemo.
Go on.
So I'm probably going to butcher this, so apologies.
Let's hear it.
There's a theory going around that Nemo wasn't even real.
I've seen this theory.
Yeah. So Dory, who has mind problems, mm-hmm. that is... What's Nemo's dad called?
We'll just stick with Nemo's dad, because
okay.
I don't know.
So Nemo's dad kind of befriended Dory to help him find Nemo.
Mm-hmm.
But after Nemo's dad's wife lost all the babies, because at the start of the movie, something came and attacked the eggs or whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, his head wasn't in the right place, yeah. And he was trying to find the babies.
Oh, dear.
And then went on this trip to try and then met Dory. And then because Dory couldn't remember things, apparently Nemo wasn't real. That's very sad, isn't it?
Yeah,
ruined people's childhood. Sorry about that.
Talk about that. Killing the vibe. Cheers for that, Connor.
Sorry.
Anyway, you did win.
I did.
Do you want the last question?
Connor.
Do you want the last question before we go on,
yeah.
though?
Okay. Yeah,
I have a feeling like this could be a Melissa question. What is Harry Potter's middle name?
Melissa.
It's not Melissa.
Gryffindor. Gryffindor.
His name is Harry Cornelius.
It's not Harry Cornelius. It's Harry James Potter.
Oh, I knew that!
Winner stays on! I'm not having that you knew that.
His dad was called James,
yes.
Wasn't it?
You don't go from Harry James Potter to Harry Cornelius Potter. Like, they're not similar. If you just said Jamie or something, then yes, I'd have said, okay, maybe she didn't know that, but Cornelius?
No, but when you said it, I was like, oh, yeah.
Cornelius
is a really good middle name.
If you have a child, will you call it?
No.
Cornelius?
I call him Corn for short.
Corn.
And then I'll call him Sweet Corn when he's been
Corny
a good boy.
Corn, your dinner's ready!
Sweet Corn.
Sweet, imagine. Right, this week we are talking about a topic that I think everybody can identify with. So, you might have seen the story going around this week. It was going viral around TikTok, right?
Yeah.
We've gone from getting all our content from BuzzFeed to TikTok now.
TikTok's a game changer. Remember at the start
is.
Of last year, we were like, we're not into TikTok. We're too old for it. TikTok's amazing.
You learn something new on TikTok every day.
Now, there was a viral TikTok going around this week about a barista who works in a very well-known chain of coffee shops who had a unique way of dealing with rude customers. So whenever a customer is rude to them, what they would do is they would take away the normal coffee and they would replace it with like a decaf coffee, mm-hmm. like capsule, and give them a decaf just to be like, nah.
It's really mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it is mean, but the customer was mean to them.
Okay, yeah,
so
I agree. I don't like rude customers.
Part of me thinks that if someone gave me decaf and I didn't know,
I wouldn't realise either. I think there's
a placebo effect at work there. So that's kind of like a wee cheeky way of dealing with dealing with rude customers. And it got me thinking, like, have we done anything? Like, have we got any stories of, you know, when we worked? Because I know, Connor, you worked at McDonald's, and like, yeah, I've worked in phone shops and coffee shops and clothing shops and everything. And there's definitely things that I've done. We'll start with Melissa, because I'm pretty sure I know what Melissa's answer is going
to
be.
To be honest, no, I never have. Too nice. No, right. So there's two things that come to mind.
Yeah.
So I worked in a bar, right? And honestly, I stand up for women when I say, like, you can get dogs abuse in a bar from men. Like, they will say crude things, and they will yell at you, and they will say rude things if they don't get served. So the only thing I ever did was just not serve them. I'm like, I'm not serving him. I'm not serving him. And I would actively serve everybody else around them, and they'd get annoyed. But it's like, well, that's your punishment for literally saying horrible things to me.
I think that's fair enough.
So
yeah,
I wouldn't serve them, and then obviously, like, somebody else would go and serve them, and they would complain or whatever. But I was completely within my right. Like, they could have been put out.
Yeah.
So I would do that. But then I also, my first ever job was in a supermarket. I loved it. I would work in a supermarket now. I love beeping groceries through. Genuinely, like, love working on the till, love working with money. I suppose it's all card now, but I just loved counting out change and stuff.
Yeah.
But there was this, I didn't really get back at her. This is something I did wrong. This lady used to do like a 100 and something pound shop, but for the thrill of it, used to always steal a bottle of Lucozade.
Like, steal?
Yes.
Right.
Just always. For the thrill. 100%. Like, it was well known in the shop. And I just let her, which isn't really getting back at her, but I would always say to my manager, by the way, this is the lady that steals the Lucozade. And I think they just let her steal it too.
Do you think it's because she was coming in and spending 100 quid? Do you think they were kind of like, she spent 100 quid, let her have the Lucozade, like?
So we didn't get back at her, but I always knew she was coming, and I would get the hot sweats when she was coming, because it was almost like I was stealing.
I
would get the hot sweats because I was much too nervous to be like, are you going to beep through that Lucozade? So I just let her. Just let her take it every time. Really, yeah. That was it. The worst thing I ever did was obviously just not serve people.
You're bound to have some good stories from McDonald's.
Because
people can be so rude in McDonald's. Like,
I used to do two things. I used to give people Diet Coke instead of Coke.
I love Diet Coke.
Yeah. And I used to, if someone ordered like 20 nuggets, I would put like 18 or 17 instead of 20.
Because
they're
like
not counting them.
Not having that.
They're not counting them.
I count them.
You did that?
Yeah.
If they were they rude? Like, how would they be rude?
If they're just rude?
I'd never be rude.
No, but people are. This is we're not talking about you here. We're talking about people who would come up and like
through the speakerphone.
No, so like if they were like a customer in store,
yes.
And like if I seen them being rude to like one of the people out the front, just being another word,
Connor, the guardian of the chicken nuggets.
But here,
you're
ask,
not getting
can
to
I ask a real serious question about McDonald's, because they did this to me one time and it really upset me, and I never ordered one again.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to absolutely love the caramel sundaes, like loved them.
Same.
And I don't know if you're on commission over the caramel sauce or what's going on, but you just hate giving out extra caramel sauce. So I always say, can I please have extra caramel sauce? Most of the time they roll their eyes and they're frustrated about it. Through the drive-thru, I can't hear them rolling their eyes, but they would be quite not very happy about it, and they'd say that's an extra 30p charge per pot, and I'd say that's no problem, I just love the caramel. When people are rude to me, I overkill on the kindness, so I'm like, yeah, absolutely, no problem, 30p extra, I just want the extra caramel, thanks so much.
Yeah,
I swear this happened. I went through the drive through, I asked for extra caramel, she said it would be an extra charge, I said no problem at all, thank you so much. I got less caramel than I've ever seen in a pot ever. I was not rude.
Yeah.
But I don't know what was going on in there, but they weren't happy. I swear there was like none around the edge of the pot and the teeniest drizzle on top, and it was just plain ice cream. Why do they do that?
I have no idea. I do not have an answer for that.
They're having a bad day. I wasn't rude. I swear I wasn't rude. I wouldn't be.
Yeah. Is it true that McFlurries are done by weight? Like, that's how they're measured out. Because I got, like, the worst McFlurry I've ever had. There was, like, nothing in it. And I remember bringing it back in, and the girl was like, we can't give any more than that. It's been done by weight. And I was like,
no.
There's, like...
Yeah.
But I wasn't rude. Like, I'm not a rude customer, but...
Yeah, no.
That's a myth.
That's a lie.
That's... I'm going back.
So I was upset, because I paid for the extra caramel, and then they give me less, and I know they did it on purpose. Because there's no way it would have that little, and it'd be considered extra.
Yeah. No, like, that's... That's a lie.
I'm going back after all these years and saying, you lied to me 5 years ago when I got that really rubbish McFlurry and you told me it was measured out by weight, and that's why I couldn't have more.
Obviously, I was at the drive-thru and I never would have said anything, because I would never say anything ever. and I didn't take it in. And I just edit with no caramel.
What about you? Surprisingly, I don't actually have that many of these. You would think that I would be the person that would.
Yeah.
No.
There's one that sticks out in my mind, and it's whenever I worked in Costa, and there was this really, really rude customer who kept, like, so Costa has, like, the sandwiches that you would heat up and stuff.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, we hadn't had a chance to fill out the fridge, because you ever work in a coffee shop? They're, like, so busy. Like, it never stops. It's just... it's never like busy, but it always just keeps moving. And we hadn't had a chance to fill out the fridge from the delivery that came in that morning. And there was this guy came in and he was just so rude. And he was like, have you not got any of these paninis? And he was like, a tuna one or something. And I was like, if there's none out there, we probably don't have them. And he's like, what do you mean you don't have them? It's kind of like, well, we don't, like, there's not, I'm not going to magic one up. Like, they're delivered in.
Yeah.
Now, I knew there was a delivery out the back sitting full of them, right? There's like 30 of them out there. And he's like, can you not go and check out the back? And I was like, mate, if we don't have them, if they're not there, we do not have them. Like, can I speak to your manager? So the manager come out. And
I hate when people
But she
do that.
Was, she knew fine, rightly. Like, my manager in Costa was class, because she just didn't take any rubbish either. And it's like, if they're not there, there's nothing we can do. They're not there, right? So he sat down and got his coffee and he had some different sandwich or whatever. And my manager was like to me, can you go and fill the delivery out there? And he was sitting beside the fridge.
Oh, God.
And I was there with, like, the tuna, and I stocked out like 30 of the things. He just looked at me and he didn't even say anything. But we never saw him again.
Yeah.
We never saw him. But it was just, that was such a nice feeling just to be like, yep, 30 tuna paninis, there you go. And he, like, oh, it was brilliant.
When I worked in the grocery store, customers would always ask. And I've read this actually about TK Maxx. So apparently it's the same. Apparently in TK Maxx, they literally put all stock on the shelves.
Yeah.
It's very rare that there's anything out the back. Like, it's usually an empty warehouse. They fit everything that they have on the shelves. Now, obviously, that's not the same for a grocery store. We do have backups out the back. But most of the time, if something's out of stock, it's out of stock. So customers would usually say, do you have any of this? And I would know, because I've been asked twice before that day, and I've checked previously for something. So they would say, can you go and check? And you'd be like, no problem. And you'd just go stand in the warehouse.
Yeah.
And then you'd come back 5 minutes later and say, no, there's nothing. But, like, obviously I would always go check for somebody if something was there. But most of the time, all the stock's out, just like in TK Maxx. So apparently when you're asking, if you ever ask somebody in TK Maxx, can they go check out the back?
They just go and stand
they
there.
They are just going to go stand there.
That's what we did. Customers would come in. So the guy that owned it, he would always say, like, stock doesn't sell sitting out the back, so why leave it out there? Which is true, and I assume that goes for all shops. You're not leaving it out there just to have, like, it's, nobody's going to buy it when it's out there. But customers would always come in, and you would, it's the same thing with you, Melissa. You would be like, we do not have that. Can you not just check out the back? So we,
I don't know what people think out the back.
No, they think it's like this magic warehouse that just has
Narnia.
A million things.
It literally, it's usually empty, because we weren't allowed to leave opened things. Like, if you opened a pack, like a big multi-pack or something, you had to find a way to get it all on the shelf. You're not allowed to leave half, because then it just gets messy out the back. So genuinely, there's nothing out the back.
Well, me and another guy in the shop, whenever we were on shift together and someone asked us to go out the back and look for something that clearly wasn't there, we had this game where we would see how long we could leave the customer standing.
That's
for
awful.
So we would just, like, go out the back and just stand there, and, like, we would have a record debate. So if he did it for, like, 4 minutes and 30 seconds, then I would try and get, like, 5 minutes. And, like, there was times we left customers standing there for, like, 5 minutes.
That's
and
so
you would just, like, you would just, like, stand there and eat your lunch.
Yeah.
Like, you would have half a leftover Subway or something.
The thing is, I have asked before in a shop if they could check if something's available in a clothing shop, because I guess I've wanted it so bad that I really wanted it to be in my size.
Yeah.
But it could be, like, I've never worked in a clothing shop, and it could be the exact same. There might be nothing out the back.
The only
they've
stuff,
just left me.
The clothing shop that I worked in, the only stuff that was out the back was the stuff that was getting sent back to the warehouse, which you couldn't buy anyway.
Well, there's a lesson for me. But I always appreciate it so much. I'm like, thank you so much for checking anyway.
I think the thing is,
probably didn't check at all, did they?
If you go in and say to someone, you wouldn't have any out the back, no. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because
they can just tell you the truth.
If that person says to you, no, I'm sorry, but don't. You don't then turn around and go, well, can you not go and check?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
True.
So it was customers like that we would play that game with. But we literally just went and stood out the back and left them standing there as long as we could. There was a couple of times we came back out and the people were gone, like.
Yeah.
Because they were just like, nah, I'm not having this and going somewhere else.
It would always be at Christmas. They'd be asking for stuffing. Like, the stuffing always sold out first. We'd never had any stuffing out the back.
I love stuffing.
I used to have to be like, yeah, I'll go check. And I'd just go stand there and then I come back.
He's like standing at the back.
So, but I would get so awkward because I was such, like, I'm such an awkward person. I get so nervous if somebody thinks I'm not working.
Yeah.
So I'd literally be going standing, like, I'd be pacing in circles out the back, like, in case my manager came in and he'd be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, I'm looking for stuffing. I know there's none out here, but the customer asked me to check. So then I'd come back and I'd be like, I'm so sorry, there is none. Like, I would be so stressed about it. I would be looking for it even though I know it's not there. Do you know?
Right, that is our stories. But what we've done is we've opened it up to the listeners and we want to know your stories now. We're going to keep everybody anonymous because a lot of people have asked to remain anonymous. So yeah. I think we'll just keep everybody anonymous in this stage. But we put it on the WhatsApp and Instagram. Have we got any good stories on there from...
Yeah, we got quite a few. Literally, if you're rude to us, that item is never going to be back in stock for you ever.
That's true.
Oh, wow.
That is
what
true.
What shop's that with?
I don't know.
Do you know what?
So, why are people rude?
I don't understand rude people.
Because I think there's like a superiority thing there where you're the one working in the shop, yet they're the one coming in to buy, so they're
I find
better
that,
than
I,
you.
Yes. But I just think, no, I think everybody should work in retail or hospitality or both. I've worked in both. And then you can appreciate. Now, obviously, if the person working there isn't nice to you, you're not going to be that nice back. But I don't know.
See, I'm making myself sound like an absolute scumbag compared to you three. Because see, on that subject, right, whenever I worked in the phone shop, if people come in and they were rude, see people who love their iPhones, they can tend to be quite rude sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, have you got this new iPhone in and stuff like that? And if they were really rude, we would like go out the back and there'd be like 10 of them.
Yeah.
And you come back and you'd be like, sorry, mate.
No, you didn't.
It's not in at the minute. Well, can you tell me when it'll be in? Oh, if you come back in next Tuesday, I'll definitely have one for you.
Well, I actually find I find the person in the phone shop kind of rude to me. I wasn't rude to him.
Was it Curtis?
Can I probably? Yeah,
I genuinely think because I don't know anything about phones. They were like, "Oh, here comes this stupid little girl," and I'm sure that is frustrating. But I just got those vibes. So when somebody's like that to me, I'm like I say, I'm overkill, and I'm like, I just don't know. And my boyfriend was with me, and he knows everything about phones.
Yeah. I've done this. So people in phone shops for a very long time worked on commission.
So if they think you're not going to buy, they don't have time for you.
So if you walk into a phone shop and say, I'm having problems with my voicemail, can you check it for me? 9 times out of 10, you'll get the response, you need to phone customer services and speak to them.
Yeah.
Because those people aren't going to waste their time because they're not making any money from you.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of phone shops now have changed how they do that, and the experience where you will earn your commission is very customer service focused. The company that I worked for changed from a selling model of commission to a customer service model of commission.
Oh, really?
But the problem with that is customers can be a bit, I don't want to say stupid, but like,
I was stupid. I didn't know what phone to get, and I was asking his opinion because he worked in the phone shop, and he only started being nice to me once I said, okay, I'll take that one.
Yeah.
So it must have been commission based.
That's the way it works. But see, the problem with the new one is the problem with the store that I worked for is they went to this customer service experience commission based, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of those customer surveys where it's like, you know, rate our service out of 10, and you know, the wee text messages you get, right?
But don't get me wrong, I've had loads of really lovely people in phone shops as well.
See, if you ever get those text messages, give people a 10 if they've been good to you, because there's a lot of people who go, they come back in and they go, I got the wee text through, I was going to give you a 10 but I didn't think that would be believable, so I'll give you a 9. That cuts your commission right down.
Really?
Right, like that cuts it in half. That 1 point
I've
cuts
never
it in
got
half.
One of these texts.
But that's what that'll be like. We did that in phone shops where it was like, if you're not making money from people, take it somewhere else.
That's not nice.
It's not nice, but it's a month, like the wage wasn't good where you needed to earn your commission. And there's times like dealing with those problems is time consuming, where in the time you deal with someone's voicemail query, you could have sold like 3 phones, which would have earned you an extra 20 quid.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So that's the issue with that. But
just wondering,
who would have employed him? Like,
See, whenever my radio career finishes, I have just ruled myself out of any job. Like,
so another person said, told a rude customer that his can of Coke was dented, so I'd go lift him a new one. Lifted a new one and shook it as hard as I could.
Master,
handed it back to him with a smile.
No!
I love that.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Another person said, leaving the tags on clothes so they get stopped by security when they walk out of the shop.
Oh my God!
That
really?
Is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's the worst moment.
Yeah.
Isn't it whenever you're walking through those like beepers and they go off?
I can't believe people do that.
That's great.
That is horrible.
That's hilarious.
But brilliant. Probably brilliant.
Another person said, filling up their pint with all of that day's beer wastage and topping it up with a head so it looked fresh.
Ooh!
beer trays are so disgusting. Oh,
that's great, isn't it?
Somebody drank that.
Yeah. Another one said, yes, purposely let a Karen leave her phone at a cash desk after her being so cheeky, knowing that she'd have to come back and ask for it. What else do I have? This one's from a friend of mine. I've seen an event promoter take abuse and threats from this fella on Facebook messages, waited until he got to the venue, then refunded his ticket and denied him entry. That's class. I love that.
So this guy turned up with a ticket and they were kind of like, nah, not tonight. There's your money back. See you later.
Way you go. That's class.
That's class. No, fair enough. You don't say that's, nasty that's things a bit of karma, like, isn't it? Yeah.
That's a bit of karma. I like that.
Do you have any myths?
Yeah, so one came through here. Someone who obviously worked in a bar as well put blue hand soap in shot glasses and left them in the bar to catch out the minesweepers.
Hand soap?
Yes.
Yeah. So you know what minesweeping is, don't you?
Yeah.
That's such a...
Ugh.
Surely people wouldn't minesweep now, like,
imagine,
you know, after a pandemic.
Imagine doing a shot of hand soap. Ugh. Also, imagine doing somebody else's shot or just a shot on the bar.
Here's one. Work in a coffee shop, right?
Uh-huh.
And a customer complained that their coffee wasn't warm enough.
Yeah.
So they made them a new coffee that was too warm to drink at that stage, and they had to sit for ages and let it cool down. That's a good one. Mixed up someone's Coke and Diet Coke, so they asked for new ones, and instead of doing that, I just went behind the bar, tasted them, and brought them the same ones back.
Oh my God!
I'm assuming that's pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
I think that's probably pre-pandemic. Oh, that is a good one. Hang on, there's one more that's come in. We've got quite a lengthy one that's just come in.
I've got a lengthy one as well.
Let's see. So... didn't do this, but an old manager of mine in a cafe worked in, or I worked in, did. A customer complained their coffee was cold, but they'd been sitting with it for ages, not touching it, so it was their own fault. Mm-hmm. They wanted a new one, so the manager made it and then poured hot water over the handle for 30 seconds so that when they brought it down...
No, they did not.
So that when they brought it down, it was too warm to the touch and they couldn't drink it.
My goodness.
So just to clarify, the person didn't burn themselves. It was too warm for them to actually lift, so they couldn't enjoy this fresh, hot coffee that they wanted. Because they'd wasted their last one.
I love the pettiness.
That's so bad.
I'm all about pettiness.
I love it.
I
think that could be the worst one.
No, the beer one, like the
wastage.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this one said, I was working at a wedding behind the bar. Oh, wait, I've lost it. I was working at a wedding behind the bar and a woman came to the bar and there was literally only about 30 guests, so just me and another bar staff doing the bar. We didn't have a glass lifter. And she said, hi, someone has lifted my drink. And I said, oh, okay. And she said, yep, it was a double vodka. And this person knew where this was going. And she said, oh, okay, so do you want a new one made up? So she made it up and she said, that's 570, please, or whatever the total was.
Yeah.
And the lady goes, oh, I'm not paying for it. Somebody lifted it. And she said, oh, there's no glass lifters. It's just the two of us. And she said, well, it's gone walkies. And I said, oh, well, oh, that's so dangerous. You should never leave your drink sitting. God knows what could happen to you unattended. You should know better. And the girl...
you should know better. I love it.
And the customer was like, oh, you're so smart, aren't you? I want to speak to your manager, of course. So the person said that... The bar staff said, okay, I'll go get one. Went and sat on her phone in the keg room for half an hour. Came back and gave her the drink, but just made her wait for it. That's it.
You love the, like, I've never been in that position, but when someone asks for the manager, you'd love to just, the par.
Yeah.
I'm the manager.
I saw a TikTok last week where...
I'd be pettier than that, though. I'd be like, I wouldn't give her the drink in the end.
Yeah.
But she just gave her the drink to avoid the argument, I think.
I saw a TikTok last week and it was like CCTV footage of this woman complaining at the till and she was like, okay, I want to speak to the manager. And the guy who was at the till literally like stepped back, turned around and came back to her and went, hiya. Because he was the manager. And that was so, so brilliant.
That's so funny.
I live for that. Have we got any more before we wrap up? We have gone on for quite a bit. This is a long episode.
Is it?
Long episode, yeah. Which is great. That's
there's one more from a bar and it's about a lady essentially demanding to be served at a wedding. So the way the weddings work, the customers all come in at the top bar, but then they all move down to the actual venue where there's a bar in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're trying to get them moved down. So everybody stops serving upstairs because if you keep serving them, they won't move.
Yeah.
So this lady would not move on, would not go down to the wedding room and demanded to be served. And everybody said, you're not getting served, you're not getting served. So eventually it was because they're not supposed to take glassware through the building. There's different glassware downstairs. So eventually somebody just gave up and gave her a gin and tonic in a plastic cup. And she goes, there, that wasn't so hard, was it? Now, could I get a little bit of lime as well? And they said, well, they didn't say this, but all the lime was used up and had all been cut up and used because they weren't serving anymore. Yeah. So he went to the sink where like all the drinks are just poured out down the sink and all the limes end up at the, you know, like at the sink stopper.
Oh, no.
And he just lifted one out and put it in her drink, covered in all the beer and the drink. And again, she was like, thank you very much.
I think that's time to wrap this up then. Yeah.
That's bad, like, but I love it.
It's just nice a beery lime. I don't think it's that bad. I mean, it's gross.
A beery lime out of beers that people have been drinking out of, like, it's...
But I think the one where they filled the glass with the usage,
that's
beer,
the worst.
That, to me, that's worse.
That is the worst.
But then
maybe
it's not. Maybe a lime soaks up. Like, there was could be vodka, gin, beer, Guinness, everything all down that sink. So actually, maybe that's grosser. I don't know.
And that is why you should always be nice to your bar staff.
100%.
Yeah. Be nice to them and they'll be nice to you. Right, that is it for this week's episode. I enjoyed that this week.
I'm scared. I don't want to go out again.
I hope I never get fired from Kill FM because I'm not getting employed anywhere else. After that, I thought you two were going to come at me with good stories. Like, and in fairness, you did, but I just didn't realise how much of an asshole I was. It's opened my eyes, so there we go. Any big plans for the... guess what returns next week? The travel show with Melissa Riddell. We'll not say too much about it now. We'll let her tell all her stories next week of where she's been and what she's been doing. What far-flung countries has she been to?
I mean, not that far.
What sea did she cross? But that's it for this week's episode. If you want to be listener of the week next week, you can follow us on Instagram, like this week's listener of the week, or you can leave us a really lovely message. Melissa's going to tell you how you can do that.
So I actually don't want to know any more of your horrible customer stories because...
Yeah, let's leave that there because...
Maybe we should leave that there because I'm a little bit scared. Although, you know, if you want to send us one, we'll probably enjoy it between ourselves. You can do that over on the What's Happening Podcast Instagram at What's Happening Podcast or over on Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review. We would absolutely love that. And you could be listener of the week.
You could. Just on the back of listener of the week, I want to give a shout out to Northman398. Mm-hmm. Just while I've only seen this now, he has left us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Big ups, Northman.
So, this is a great podcast. Good laugh as well. Keep it coming. And
we will.
For another, what, 3 episodes?
Because
the series is coming to an end. But listen, thank you so much. That's our second listener of the week this week. You can be our listener of the week next week. Thank you so much if you got in touch with the story. They were all great. We really enjoyed that. Enjoy the rest of your week, guys.
Thanks for listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar. Coffee as it should be.
Available in over 395 Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra stores across Northern Ireland.